Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to a Sunday, May 28th edition of the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
And we're going to be talking about the finale of Season 3 of The Flash, Episode 23, titled Finish Line, and we're going to be spoiling it. In this episode, with nothing left to lose, Barry takes on Savitar in an epic conclusion to Season 3. And that is the summary. That is the official synopsis.
That sums it up pretty well.
Yeah. So what did you think of this episode, Zach?
So if you listened to our last review, we talked about the theory that was going around about HR. And so pretty much everything we thought what happened actually did happen. And I'd say the first like 80% of this episode is really good. Fairly good to really good. And then the last 20%, the ending, I'm not really sure how I feel about it, but I'm not feeling too good right now. Maybe we'll talk it out, and I'll think about it some more. But right now, I'm just really confused, and I don't think I really like the way they ended it. But so overall, a good like 80-20 mix, 80 good, 20 not so good.
Yeah, well, maybe it'll age well for you there. But yeah, it was, I said last week's episode was probably my favorite of the season, and so comparing this to that, it is a bit of a letdown. There's still a lot of cool stuff in here, and overall I enjoyed it, but it was a step down from the previous episode, which was just fantastic. I did like that it started up, picked right up from where we were, and we got to sort of continue and see everyone's emotion. You know, I don't even think I stressed enough last week of how awesome the ending was. Terribly awesome. You know, how just the way everything worked with the music and the way it fit together well. And then to pick up from that, I really enjoyed that start.
Yeah. So like picks right up, we see the wands fall out of Iris's pocket so that we know it's not actually Iris, it's HR. And so they were using the face changer thing and Iris was pretending to be HR, which was a little confusing right at the beginning because we see HR run up and we're like, wait, I was pretty sure.
Yeah, I thought that was Harry.
Right, was Harry?
Yeah. There's a lot. We see a lot of Tom Cavanaugh playing different versions of the same character. So you never know what you're looking at.
Exactly.
So we talked about it a little bit, but did you like that twist?
Yeah, I did. I thought that was really clever. And as much as I hate to see HR die, because I really like that character, I think that fits his character very well and just shows like how selfless he was. And yeah, it was a really good twist, I thought.
Yeah, it was a great moment for him. Obviously, I don't want to see him be gone either, because I've really liked him this year, and I thought that was a tremendous sacrifice, and it was really cool. And I think they did something that was maybe the highlight of this episode was they pointed out, you know, I guess skipping ahead to later, they talk about how he, you know, didn't have superpowers. He wasn't even the genius version of Wells who can fix everything. He was just a regular guy, a good-hearted guy trying to help out. And I thought that was a great lesson. You know, you don't need to have super speed to be a hero. And that was really cool.
Definitely. So HR kind of dies in Barry's arms and has some nice parting words. But it really has changed the future. They go in. They see that the newspaper has changed and the author of the article again is Iris West Allen. But they find out that the time paradox has to catch up with Savitar for him to disappear because he didn't just automatically disappear when they changed the future. And so, I mean, it's really just a plot device to keep him around for the finale so that they can do stuff with him. But I don't know. It seemed a little clunky, but I was okay with it.
Yeah, I think they explained it okay. You know, it's one of those time travel things that can be confusing or whatever. What I don't get is if they, as soon as Barry found out that Iris didn't die, wouldn't Savitar have that knowledge and then go try to kill Iris?
Yeah, it's confusing.
Created. That's what, like, if he just kills Iris 10 minutes later, wouldn't everything the same work for Savitar? I assumed he would just try to do that right away.
But so Savitar still has some sort of plan. He kidnaps Sisko and he has the bazooka and he wants Sisko to modify it to splice him up into an infinite amount of time remnants so that he's spread throughout all time, all moments of every part of the universe, which would probably not be good for most people.
Yeah, this is the part where Savitar goes absolutely crazy and wants to really up the stakes for his villainy.
Yeah, and Sisko has a pretty good Bernie. Says something along the lines of the thin crust pizza you call a face, which that's pretty mean, but probably...
I thought it crossed a line.
Yeah.
Poor Barry. We don't even know... Do we even know how his face was messed up? I don't think they got into that ever.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I felt kind of bad for him, for making fun of him.
So we also find out that Julian has a cure for Catelyn. He worked with Catelyn's mom to make it. I guess that's where he has been, because we haven't seen him for a little bit, but he just kind of pops up and has a little vial of anti-ice power juice.
Just drink this and so that was cool that he I guess that explains his absence in the last episode, and a noble effort for him to try to cure Catelyn.
And at least to me, they made it kind of seem like this was Savitar's plan all along, but maybe that's just his bravado and pretending like he knew all this stuff was going to happen, because he kind of like is talking to Sisko and Catelyn like he knew that something like this would happen, and that's why because he talks about like, oh well, I needed Tracy Brand to make the bazooka at this time to make it earlier, so I set all this stuff into motion, which just kind of muddies the water with all the other things that they've done previously. So
yeah, if you weren't confused enough before, that'll add a little bit to it, because did he get those memories? I don't know. Yeah.
So moving past that, Barry does what Barry does, and he wants to save Savitar without, you know, beating him up or killing him. So he like wants to make him remember the childhood memories that they share, and he brings him back to Star Labs to try to get him to be a good person, which is noble of him.
I kind of like this. You know, it's sort of random, and it just sort of, we know it's not going to end well, and it kind of slows things in the middle of the episode, but I still really liked it. I wanted them to do something like this where they try to talk down Savitar or something like that to say, hey, I can't believe we did this, which I still can't believe they, you know, mistreated a version of Barry, but let's try to fix this. How can we make it right? You know, I was once you. Let's change things.
Yeah, and they got pretty close. I think they really did almost break through to him. So it's that more, all that more sad kind of when it doesn't work. Part of the thing that drives him away, though, is that Tracy comes in and she does not want to help because she's mad at Savitar, obviously, for killing HR, who she had fallen in love with the past couple episodes. But it's kind of sad, too, because Wells shows up and talks to Tracy, and like you just see for a split second that she thinks it's HR again.
Yeah, sort of a sad moment for her. And I get why she's upset, but... Yeah, I get why she's upset, but you also have to think, well, if we treat him nicely, maybe none of, you know, that's the tricky thing. If we treat him nicely, will he have never ever existed, and then that will retroactively save HR? I don't think it works like that, but it's something you have to at least think about.
So while Savitar's still in the labs, he's just kind of walking around and talking about memories he has that are from the future, and he walks past something and says, this is where we came up with the cerebral inhibitor that you use against DeVoe, and they don't know what they're talking about, and he says, you haven't gotten there yet. And so that's a reference to probably Clifford DeVoe, also known as the Thinker, who is a Flash villain. That so maybe that's who we're going to see in the next season. Maybe they're setting that up.
I think they absolutely are, because that's the second time they've mentioned DeVoe. It was, I think we weren't sure when we talked about it before, but they did mention DeVoe. That was when they went to see the future, the 2024 yeah. version of Barry. They mentioned DeVoe there.
Yep. So yeah, it doesn't work. Savitar does not, they don't break through to him. And I think does he make the Philosopher's Stone blow up? Is that his doing, or it just blows up by itself?
That's how I took it, but I guess it was kind of ambiguous there. At least I might need to rewatch that part, but from what I guessed, it was Savitar doing it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So he blows up Star Labs, runs away. So Sisko is still prisoner, but Gypsy shows up because she's connected to Sisko through the vibeness of themselves, I guess. So it's kind of cool to see Gypsy come back. I hope she becomes more regular and less just really random, because I do like her character, and I like Sisko having somebody to share his powers relationship with, kind of.
Yeah, we haven't seen a ton of Gypsy, but it's cool the glimpses we've got. I really like the Cisco Gypsy relationship, so that's definitely something I'd like to see more of.
So we're spiraling down towards the real final showdown with Savitar, and basically goes out into the woods and opens up a portal or whatever and has Caitlin shoot him with the whatever it's the bazooka splitter thing that it is now. But Cisco modified it to actually bring people out of the Speed Force. And so Garrick shows up and helps stop Savitar. So it is cool to see him come back. He seems pretty unfazed about being trapped in eternity watching somebody else's mom die.
Yeah, if Jay Garrick was watching Wally's mom die or whatever he was stuck watching, he seemed cool by it. But he's a vet. He's been around the block a little bit. He's a hardened hero. He knows what he's doing. Takes a lot to phase him.
But then they do sort of wrap up Caitlin's story. Not really. They make her good again, which I think we have both predicted that she was going to be redeemed in the finale. And so she helps stop Savitar, or at least slow him down. She uses her powers on him. But it just kind of, I don't know. I never was really satisfied with the whole Caitlin storyline, Killer Frost storylines. And this was okay, but I don't know. I don't know what I would have asked them to do differently. I just know that I didn't like it that much.
Yeah, that's something we'll probably talk more about in the season finale. But yeah, it's kind of like, oh, well, I don't know. At this point, we have no idea what her motivations are. I feel like I don't know what she's doing. Like, she's terribly evil. She'll listen to future Barry, but she doesn't want to talk to present Barry. It's just kind of, she's felt kind of like, I don't know. I haven't connected with much of her storyline at all.
Yeah. And so Barry is fighting Savitar and he pushes him out of the suit and then destroys the suit.
I gotta say, that was pretty cool. Yeah. That was smart. I'd like to see him do that, just to think on his feet like that and do something cool like that. And then I thought they made it a cool thing to where, well, you kill me, you become me. And I thought that was kind of a cool point.
Yep. So Barry doesn't kill Savitar. Iris does. She just straight up shoots him, which that puts an end to Savitar.
And she doesn't have speed powers, so we won't be seeing a Lady Savitar in the future, I guess. She's fine. She won't turn into Savitar, but Barry would have, I guess. All right, then. But it's still kind of crazy to think about that Iris would kill a version of Barry, even if he was about to disappear and try to destroy the world. Like, it's crazy to think that that could happen. And then Barry just walks up to her and hugs her. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not exactly what I pictured how the Savitar storyline was going to stop, but it's okay. It makes sense. I really did like the kind of the final fight, especially the part with Barry getting him out of his suit and then destroying the suit. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I really like that.
And so we see the funeral for HR, and pretty sad moment. We got to see a lot of stuff, and Barry talks to Cisco about the connection that he had with HR. It was kind of deeper than maybe all the other Wells too. And Caitlin shows up, but she doesn't like come meet everybody, and she's still not ready to come back. And so I guess her storyline will keep going on for the next season. Like you said, we'll talk about that more. We're going to do a season recap and we'll talk about her whole storyline. So we don't need to get into it too much now, but looks like she's maybe not fully ready to not be Killer Frost or ready to come back full Caitlin. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well said.
And then things get a little weird.
That sums it up well. Barry and Iris get 5 minutes of enjoyment and get to
I don't know if it's 5 minutes. It might be like 45 seconds.
Yeah, like, oh, let's have a wedding. Okay, let's deliver these, save the dates. Nothing terrible will happen after this because everything's going well.
Yeah, so the Speed Force prison opens up. It's attacking. The Speed Force is leaking and things are bad. Stuff is happening, and the prison needs somebody because it's unstable without a speedster in it. So of course Barry needs to go into it, and of course he sees his mom. So Barry just walks into it after saying some goodbyes, and I don't know, it was I really don't understand what's going on here.
Yeah, that kind of sums it up. I guess before Jay was in there, Wally was in there, right? And before Wally, Savitar was the prisoner. Am I remembering how this works right?
Right.
So I guess that fits in that the Speed Force prison needs someone. It's kind of weird. It kind of seems like a weird way to send Barry out. And we know, I mean, maybe they'll switch to a Wally West-centered Flash show. But I think everyone expects Barry to be back in the first point part of the in season 4 episode 1 we expect Barry to come back leaving the Speed Force somehow. So it's I don't know, it seems like it's a little bit gimmicky. Let's get rid of him for a little bit and then he's gonna go away. I am looking forward to Wally, if they have flashbacks to what would be this coming summer, Wally taking over as the Flash. I'd really like to see that and get to see more of him sort of leading the charge as Flash, but it still seems like, it's meant to be a cliffhanger and it is, but it's kind of like, well, he's going to come back.
Right. Exactly. I guess if I had had my way, the last episode would have been the season finale of this without knowing about the whole HR switching thing. And
that would have been a fantastic ending. Yeah. Of course we would know, we'd know Iris is going to be coming back, but that would have been a fantastic way. That was such a high note to end it on. And this did not feel like that as much.
Yeah. And I think that's, so maybe it's not that big of a problem. It's just that the episode before this was so good that it's kind of hard to top that in this episode. And it just seems like a kind of a forced cliffhanger, like didn't see it coming at all. And there's like no hints of it really. And it's just kind of like, oh yeah, the episode's ending. We gotta do something.
Yeah. Not to mention Jay was cool with staying in the Speed Force before, but yeah. Now that they need someone, Barry has to do it.
Yeah. That, I don't know.
Which it I'm fine. Like, I'm not saying Jay deserves to be stuck in the Speed Force, but, and it is, Barry does come around to saying, it's his fault for Flashpoint. So it's what he needs to do. But, I guess maybe he'll spend a summer in the Speed Force and come out the other side a new man ready to not change time.
Yeah, Barry doesn't really seem that concerned about it. So maybe he does have some trick up his sleeve or a plan.
Maybe. I don't know that he does, but yeah. Maybe he'll find a way out of there eventually. A lot of cool things in this episode. I think we're down on a couple of little things here and there, but there was a lot of cool things, a lot of cool action and some really emotional moments that I think they did well. And then a few things that leave you scratching your head a little bit.
Yeah. All in all, it really was a good episode. I think 80-20 is probably unfair. It's probably like 98.2%. So 98% really good, 2% less than really good.
Well, let's not go crazy. Maybe 90-10 or something like that. But you're not far off there.
Yeah. So this does not dampen my excitement for the next season at all. I'm still really, really liking The Flash. I think overall the season's really good. And like we said, we'll do a season recap and talk about it more in depth. But I'm still excited for season 5 of The Flash.
Yeah, so we'll be back soon with a full recap and review of season 3 and also look ahead a little bit to season 4.
Oh, but yeah,
that is all we have for today.
Not season 5.
I didn't even catch
you. No, that's what I said. Yep.
But that is all we have for today. So thanks for listening and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.